today.
Free Talk Live is your show. You can bring up whatever you want toll free at 800-259-9231. It's the Packet 8.net toll free line for you, and it is the live Saturday edition. Dean here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free. But once again, that is freetalklive.com. To start things out here tonight, there were a few stories we didn't get to during our final weeknight show. And we'll get to those, hopefully, including the very first cold medicine bust. Yes, that's right. The federal agents have cracked down hard and stopped one of those evil people from buying Sudafed. We'll give you the details on that. But first, Mark, to a story about iPods for kids.
Right, from the Detroit News. We've come to the conclusion that the crisis Michigan faces is not a shortage of revenue, but an excess of idiocy. Facing a budget deficit that has passed the $1 billion mark, House Democrats Thursday, this is in Michigan, offered a spending plan that would buy an MP3 player or iPod for every school child in Michigan.
Whoa!
Everyone in the state.
That's, wow. I mean, Michigan, there's probably a couple million people living in Michigan, right?
They've got Detroit.
Probably a few hundred thousand kids. That's a lot of money.
It's a lot of jack.
What's the reasoning for this? I mean, I've heard of the stories where they'll buy like laptops for all the kids in a school, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's an awful waste of money as well. But at least you could pass that off as, well, kids need laptops to go to school. What on earth do they need iPods for?
Somehow I made it through school without a laptop.
Me too. I think it's asinine, but at least you could pawn it off on that excuse if you wanted to. I'm not saying I agree with it. I'm not saying that's correct. But what's the excuse here?
No cost estimate was attached to their harebrained idea to invest in education. Details are promised and will follow. The Democrats, led by their increasingly erratic speaker, Andy Dillon of Redford Township, also pledged $100 million to make better downtowns. Their plan goes beyond cluelessness. Democrats are either entirely indifferent to the idea of extreme hard time demand extreme belt tightening, or they're bone stupid. We tend to lean towards the latter. We say that because the House plan also keeps alive, again without specifics, the promise of tax hikes. So
it's a little more Michigan specific at this point. Is there anything else actually about the iPhones in this?
You know, they say is that they want to invest in schools and that kind of thing. They don't really say anything specifically about why they want to buy iPods for kids. I mean, it's bizarre.
So the reason is for schools.
It's for adequacy, I guess.
I presume that this, again, since there's a lack of information, I presume that the idea would be that teachers could put lectures on MP3 files and then distribute them to the kids.
I guess you can listen to, educational stuff off the internet from an iPod.
How bloody likely is this?
I mean, the equivalent of this would have been giving Walkmans to every kid when I was in school.
Right.
They would have been cheaper, by the way.
Yeah.
But it just doesn't make any sense.
No.
Why in the world would you do this?
I don't know, and I'm just trying to figure out how it all would work. I mean, I know a lot of kids these days have computers. Probably many kids have a desktop computer at their home. But if you've got an iPod and you don't have, or if you've got any sort of MP3 player and you don't have a computer to dock it at, then what good's it going to do you? Are they going to have a classroom computer where each kid walks up and docks his iPod for a moment and then syncs up the MP3s that they are supposed to have for their assignment or whatever? I mean, that's going to be a time-consuming process. If you've got 30 kids in a class, having them all walk up and sync their iPods, because I doubt every kid in Michigan has a laptop of their own to where they could sync to the iPod to that. I mean, this is just a tremendous expenditure.
It is.
It's huge.
It's a huge amount. I don't know what they would be spending, but one would assume they'd get a break. But, you know, say it's $100.
Like they buy the iPod Shuffle. That's what that's about the price of the iPod Shuffle, which is more of like a flash drive device.
Well, let's say they got just MP3 players. You can probably get an MP3 player for $100.
Sure, presuming, especially if you're buying a bulk buy discount or something like that.
But you know, if there's 100,000 kids, that's $10 million.
Yeah,
that's a lot of jack.
Sure it is, and really,
and it's not their money, and that's the problem. all the money that goes to schools comes out of property taxes, generally. Sometimes states use lotteries and you know, parts of the general fund and that kind of thing. But what? The people of Michigan, they're going to have to foot this bill, and it's ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean,
and if
already,
Michigan does it, what other states are going to do it?
Already government has a huge problem educating kids. I mean, already governments can't really get the job done very well. They do it very expensively, and the results are kind of crap. Now, this isn't going to make it any better. This isn't going to make government any better at educating kids. This is going to give them a gadget to carry around. And since the kids themselves wouldn't have actually purchased them, then they're not going to have as much respect for them. I mean, it's hard to get kids to respect electronic devices in the first place, depending on how young they are. It doesn't say what age the students are. They're talking about every kid.
It did say that, yeah.
So, I mean, this presumably will be third graders will have their own iPods, and, you know, they're just not going to respect it the same way. So what happens when they break their iPod? Are you just going to give them another one?
I would imagine that's the case.
They're going to get them dirty. They're going to spill things on them. They're just not going to care. And, again, the amount of curriculum that could involve an iPod or involve an MP3 player seems to be a little bit limited to me.
You know, it baffles me how much we spend on public schools as it is. Usually it's somewhere in the neighborhood of double what a good private school is in town.
Mm-hmm.
Usually that, if you would ask parents in that given town, would they rather send their kid to public school or that particular private school that, you know, that is half the cost, they'll say that private school. Why? Because it's a better education. They'd rather have their kid educated at a place that spends less money per student, that costs less money per student, than at the public school. Because public schools are just rotten. I mean, it's a good place to send your kid to get, you know, teach them how to cuss and knife fight. But other than, you know, as far as a real education goes, private schools are better. And for some reason, we think that we can spend our way out of this. And you can't. Because it's a bureaucracy. And you can't make... Bureaucrats are not incentivized the same way that private sector businesses are. And public government schools are just not going to be as good as private sector schools.
It's true. 1-800-259-9231. I'm just trying to imagine in my mind what the different curriculum could be here. I mean, presumably the teachers could record an MP3 and put it on the iPods.
That's the idea.
But I remember what my attitude was like when I was in government school. And when the school day was done, I resented any sort of homework that I was sent home with. I did not want to do the homework. And homework is bad enough. And that's time-consuming as is. But to actually have to continue listening to the same teacher that I sat in the class for 50 minutes earlier in the day, if I have to listen to her lecture for another half an hour, I'm not going to want to do that. And,
you know, you'd mentioned iPods getting lost or broken.
Sure.
What about pawned?
That could happen.
Seems likely.
Go pawn it and say you lost it.
Yeah.
Oops, fell out of the car window or dropped it off the side of a boat.
Suddenly the kid has another, $30, $40, $50 in their pocket, and they just go get another one at school.
That's an excellent point. And there's nothing to prevent that from happening. Again, the kids won't have an incentive to take care of them. If you're somebody who thinks this is a good idea, I want to hear from you at 800-259-9231. I'm trying to imagine, you know, well, are there private schools that would engage in behavior like this? Private schools that would give every single one of their students.
But private schools
an iPod.
Don't give anything. They sell things. They sell an education, so therefore they would sell to the parents of the student an iPod.
Right.
Look, we're making available to our students additional lectures available on MP3, and we think that you know, it would be good of you to get an MP3 player so that they can listen to them. Otherwise, they'll have to listen at home on their computer, be it a family computer or their personal computer. And
right,
you know,
if you lose it or you break it, then you've got to buy another one.
It's yours. I went to a private school. I can't imagine for a second they would have ever handed out iPods. They might have sold them to parents that didn't wish to go to the store and buy them. But, you know, in most places, you can just go around the corner and pick up an MP3 player.
At my old school, they're now doing the laptops for every kid. This is before I left, and then they implemented this program a few years later, from what I understand. And they loan the kids a laptop for the year.
Well, like
and
they're the textbooks.
They're expected to give them back, and they try to put on software that prevents them from putting other things on the laptops, which, of course, are circumvented by the kids that know how to circumvent them.
And then those kids teach the other kids how to circumvent.
Right, and you can't do that with an MP3 player. There's no software that can restrict the content of your MP3 player, so inevitably you're just going to have kids using the MP3 players to play their favorite music and soundtracks and maybe Free Talk Live if this goes through. It could backfire on them in that way. More on the way. You take control. This is Free Talk Live, the Cold Medicine Bus, coming up.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Craig Walcott, chartered financial consultant and host of the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program and million-dollar earner in the network marketing field since 1989. I certainly know what it takes to succeed. I also know without proper tools, your chance for significant income in the network marketing field can quickly fade. The sad truth is that 99% of the people who enter network marketing will never spend the time nor money to develop the skills they need. That's where MLM Incorporated steps in. No matter what network marketing venture you're involved in, MLM Incorporated can provide you the successful tools you need to truly succeed. A subscription to MLM Incorporated will provide you access to the 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Network Marketing Seminar, where you will learn to perform at a level you never thought possible. Radio, TV, internet, direct mail will all be at your fingertips. Weekly training calls, no additional charge. Plus so much more can't be mentioned in 60 seconds. Visit MLMIncorporated.com to hear how you can become one of the elite income earners in the network marketing field. MLMIncorporated.com, where your success is guaranteed.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8.net toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Archives galore, an entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the website. Most other radio talk show hosts, they want to charge you for access to any archives at all. We give away an entire year right there, front page. Go download them for free at freetalklive.com. And the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest, is June 18th through the 24th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to talk with New Hampshire natives and those who've made the move, tour New Hampshire on special Free State Project bus tours, or on your own, and hear and discuss the progress and the future of the Free State Project. So register today at porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. Well, if you, as you may be aware, and you certainly are aware if you've been listening to Free Talk Live for a little while, the federal government, I think it was early last year, oh, correction, 2005. In 2005, they passed what was called the Combat Meth Epidemic Act, or the CMEA. And essentially what this did was it took some of the state laws that have been popping up around the country that essentially said that if you go to purchase Sudafed or any other product with pseudoephedrine in it, that you have to fill out some sort of state paperwork. You have to show your driver's license, your identification. You have to give them your name and your address and all that information, and then they'll allow you to purchase the Sudafed. Now, in case you don't know, Sudafed's a sinus medicine.
Right.
It's for those who have sinus troubles. I guess, does it help with colds? I don't know about that.
Well, I mean, it part of a cold is sinus problems, so yeah.
Right. So
it's cold medicine.
Yeah, and so they essentially what they did was they locked the sinus medicine, the Sudafed and the other brands, behind the pharmacy counter. You can't go and purchase these things now, and that's what was happening in different states. So the federal government just took this ball and they ran with it, and they said, okay, well, we want this nationwide. So now it's nationwide as a result of the Combat Meth Epidemic Act, and now the very first victim has been busted. And I use the term victim for a reason here.
I mean, this is a real war on drugs. When you're talking about arresting people for Sudafed, this is nuts. This is crazy talk.
In Ontario, a New York man last Friday won the dubious distinction of being the first person arrested under the 2005 Combat Meth Epidemic Act. This according to StopTheDrugWar.org, according to a DEA press release. They're so proud of it, Mark, they put out a press release.
Great.
William Faust was arrested for purchasing cold tablets containing more than 9 grams of pseudoephedrine within a one-month period. Under the Combat Meth Act, passed with little scrutiny when it was attached to a bill renewing provisions of the Patriot Act, chemicals widely used as cold remedies or other non-prescription medicines that can also be used in home meth manufacture, such as ephedrine, pseudoephedrine, and phenylpropanolamine, are now scheduled listed chemical products. Products containing these chemicals are now kept behind the counter. In order to purchase them, one must show identification and sign a logbook at pharmacies. The DEA and the state and local law enforcement monitor these logbooks to see if anyone is buying amounts over the limit. DEA Western New York Special Agent in Charge bureaucrat said, "This is a first for the DEA. DEA's focus is to dismantle clandestine methamphetamine labs and trafficking organizations and also to monitor the products that are illegally used to produce methamphetamine."
So the guy, was the guy producing methamphetamine?
You'll find out. Take a guess, though. What do you think?
I think no. I think he and his son or daughter, he and his, one of his children, has allergies, and therefore he has to buy double the amount.
The DEA is committed to keeping our communities safe from the dangers of methamphetamine production and abuse. Today's arrest is a warning to those who violate the Combat Methamphetamine Epidemic Act. It's not a warning to drug dealers.
No.
It's not a warning to meth manufacturers.
Right.
Because
just
anybody who's
break
serious...
Break our Sudafed law and
right.
You're going to jail.
As we've pointed out, anybody who's serious about making methamphetamine isn't buying Sudafed and melting it down.
No,
it's just an inefficient way to go about it.
Yeah, it'd take a lot of time. They're getting their stuff from Mexico.
Faust is alleged to have purchased more than 400 Bronchaid tablets containing more than 29 grams of ephedrine during the month of January, more than three times
400 pills?
The legal limit at one pharmacy, and to have purchased a like amount at two others. It was a call from the first pharmacist to the DEA's Buffalo office that set the wheels in motion. They visited Faust at his home on February 13th. According to a police affidavit, Faust said he was unaware of the law.
Ignorance of the law is no excuse, Mr. Faust. You're going to jail.
Well, you know what? How could somebody be aware of this law? I mean, I understand that they're behind the counter and everything like that, and he may have understood that he had to sign something in order to purchase these things, but he may not have really understood why.
Or how many that you're allowed to get, that there was a top to the number.
He might not have known the consequences either, but nonetheless, they did search his home, and he was not selling the pills to meth cooks. He was using the pills himself. That, of course, wasn't good enough for the DEA and the federal prosecutors. The charges remain. He faces a May 1st court date. See, it doesn't matter if he was actually making methamphetamine.
Right, they don't want to know about that. They don't care.
That's not a factor in the case. The factor is, he violated the law, and the law says you can't buy more than X amount of pseudoephedrine-containing products in 30 days.
Yeah.
I want to hear from someone who wants to throw the book at this man, who's someone who supports these insane drug war laws that we're talking about here, specifically these meth laws.
And, you know, this is the thing about the drug war, though. We're constantly going to lose because of the money that's behind this. There's just too much easy money involved in drugs. So the whole idea of cracking down in this manner is only going to crack down on the American people. Here's a guy who was buying Sudafed to treat his allergies. That's it.
And then who knows, maybe there was a sale on and he just decided to go out and buy some extras, stock up.
You never know.
I want to hear from someone that supports this. 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8.net toll free line. We're going to the phones. You can bring up anything. It's John in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, John.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, I wanted to give the listeners some good news from New Hampshire. The union leader reports on Friday, big headline, federal driver's license program gets the boot. The House voted 268-8 to send the Senate bill, to send the bill to the Senate. Governor Lynch has said that he'll sign it if it reaches his desk. And band supporters said New Hampshire needs to send a clear statement that the federal government has strayed too far.
That's fantastic news.
We get a second bite at the apple here. This legislature, the House, which is very close to the people, overwhelmingly passed this last year, and the Senate crushed it.
So it's going back again to the Senate this time, and
right,
hopefully
overwhelmingly passed again by the people, by the body closest to the people. We have 400 representatives here.
Right. Wasn't this more overwhelming this time around? Wasn't it closer last time than it was this time?
I don't know the numbers at all from last year. I do recall that they referred to it as overwhelming last year. This is 268-8. So
that's
not
pretty significant.
I mean, I'm a little bit concerned about our Senate. I wonder about this. I know that the Republicans get a lot of credit for being the small government party. I think there's a lot of rhetoric in that.
Well, last year we know what happened was, last year we know that the people from Washington, D.C., the big senators, came down and they lobbied the state senators.
They were twisting arms big time.
Yeah, to try to get them. Thank you for the call, John. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. They really pushed them hard to keep Real ID coming to New Hampshire. We'll talk just a little bit more about what Real ID is in case you haven't heard about this. It's a national ID card. You know, your papers, please, here in America. Get ready for it, because it might be coming to your state soon. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. Then Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
It's no secret. Aluminum itself adversely affects the blood-brain barrier and is capable of causing DNA damage. Research has even shown that aluminum salts used in antiperspirants have detrimental effects. So why are you still using traditional deodorant? Well, there is an alternative, and it's called NoBO. NoBO eliminates the bacterial growth, which causes odor, and does not interfere with perspiration, which is important for allowing your body to expel toxins. There are no chemicals, aluminum, preservatives, or petroleum-based ingredients in NoBO. Just natural ingredients like grapeseed oil, arrowroot powder, silica, vitamin E, tea tree oil, and geranium. NoBO's job is to destroy the bacteria that causes the odor while soothing your skin. You can use NoBO under your arms, on tough foot odors, or for athlete's foot. NoBO is guaranteed 100% or receive a full refund. Visit no-bo.com to order. That's no-bo.com or call 850-723-8599.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. Bring up whatever you want. Toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the packet8.net toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That's 1-800-259-9231. This is the live Saturday edition, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where we have the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens and dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo to prove that they listen to the show. See what I mean by heading over to shrine.freetalklive.com? That is shrine.freetalklive.com.
What happened to the Republicans? They were spending like drunken Democrats, says Michael Tanner in his new book, Leviathan on the Right. How big government conservatism brought down the Republican Revolution. It's Laissez-Faire Books, March, Lysander Spooner Award winner. Get Leviathan on the Right and other books and videos on liberty at lfb.com. That's Laissez-Faire Books, lfb.com.
800-259-9231. We just got a call in from John in New Hampshire letting us know that the New Hampshire State House has voted overwhelmingly to reject the Real ID Act.
Now, New Hampshire's not the first state to reject
Maine,
it.
I believe, was the first state.
Maine was the first state, and I believe a few others have done so also.
I don't know if anything's officially been done. There have been states that have complained about it. And the reason why, and we'll just recap here, in 2005, the Real ID Act, as it was called, was passed to the federal government. And essentially what it does is it creates a nationalized identification system. It doesn't... What they do is they set a set of rules.
A standard.
Yeah, at the federal government level, the Department of Homeland Security head is in charge of just picking these rules. It can be completely arbitrary. It's up to him.
It is completely arbitrary, excuse me.
And so he decides, well, okay, I want to have Social Security number on here. I want to have fingerprints on here. I want to have home address. You know, just down the list of the different elements that he wants included in this ID.
Could have a fingerprint. Could have a retina scan.
Could have that too.
Blood sample.
DNA.
Anything.
Sure. They haven't gone that far quite yet.
No, but it's possible.
The point is, the federal government will be setting the requirements for your local state driver's license. The only thing that will change, or the only thing that will be different between the states, is just the name of the state on the license. That's it. And so they passed this Real ID Act, and they made it mandatory on all of the 50 states. But what they did was they said, this is mandatory, but you've got to figure out a way to make it happen.
Right.
We're not sending any federal money, any federal taxpayer dollars along with this mandate. And so a lot of state bureaucrats got very upset about it. It's not that they were upset because they're concerned over having a national ID card, which concerns privacy advocates and libertarians and people that care about freedom. That wasn't their concern. The bureaucrats' concern was, this is an unfunded mandate, and we don't want to do things unless you send us millions of taxpayer dollars. So in this instance, the freedom advocates happen to have the state bureaucrats on their side.
Right.
And so the state of Maine, that's where Maine was coming from when Maine rejected the Real ID program, as I understand it. The state of New Hampshire is sort of coming from a more, well, this is a lousy idea. New Hampshire kind of, you know, the live free or die state. We still are holding on to some of that whole live free thing at this point. And so there have been very successful lobbying efforts by freedom-oriented people, privacy advocates here in the state, to essentially tell the representatives in New Hampshire to tell the federal government to go flip off. Because that's what I'd like to see happen, and apparently that's what is happening, with only 8 people in the New Hampshire state legislature voting against this. Voting against implementing Real ID.
I think it's important to know that with the state DOTs and that kind of thing, they sell your information. Employees steal the information. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying all the employees do, but there have certainly been plenty of news stories from plenty of different states where employees have stolen, you know, huge amounts of information and sold it off to disreputable folks or, people that want to call you at home and sell you things or, you know, just whatever. Mm-hmm. And I don't think we need another level to this bureaucracy where it can be hacked into again. The federal government has been responsible for losing all kinds of people's personal information. And in this day and age where identity theft is rampant, I don't want that. I don't want them having that information.
But do you? I want to hear from you at 800-259-9231. Do you think that we should have a national ID card? If so, please defend the idea. I'd love to.
Do you think they'll
even
do a good job with it? Because I haven't seen the federal government.
What do you mean by good job?
Well, I don't know. I haven't seen the federal government do a good job with anything.
They're claiming that having a national ID card will make it so terrorists will have a more difficult time getting into the country.
Why?
I don't know if there's really an explanation behind that. That's just their claim.
Because
they think it's going to be harder to crack, which, of course, it won't be. The hackers will have it done in a matter of days.
Let's say it's so. Like, it'll make it a little harder for them. Well, once they do crack it and counterfeit it, which they counterfeit money out mm-hmm. there. Hey, they can counterfeit anything. Once they do counterfeit it, then they'll have that much more access, and people will be that much more comfortable with people with fake IDs. I mean, just because you make it a little more difficult doesn't mean people aren't going to get around it.
Yeah.
You can already go to the, from what I understand, go to the flea market and just buy fake identification from the right folks.
If you know where to go, you can absolutely have fake IDs. And if you're an international terrorist organization, I don't think you're going to have any trouble. So, really, it's not going to do anything to stop the bad guys. But what it will do is inconvenience every American, because you're going to have to go eventually and get this new national identification card, and they may require that you carry it in certain places where you didn't used to have to carry mm-hmm. it. For instance, especially if another terrorist attack happens, then who knows? They might have random roadblocks where you'll have to show your national ID card or else you aren't going to work that particular day. This is all possible. Anyway, the good news is New Hampshire is looking like it might be one of the few states to actually reject this. Now, remember, in case you haven't heard, the federal government has threatened the state governments as well. Not only did they pass this law and say you must follow it, but they've also said that if you don't follow it, if you state governments don't follow this law, then your state citizens will no longer be allowed to enter any federal property. You will no longer be allowed to fly at airports in America.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to make it very scary for them. They want the states to go along with this. I think that they're bluffing, personally.
They have to be bluffing.
Because
how are they going to keep people out of, from leaving their state? How are they going to keep people from
They didn't say they keep you from leaving the state.
How are they going to keep you from coming onto federal property? How are they going
to
keep
They'd have to ID everybody at the front door.
It doesn't make any sense.
Which they could do. I mean, they could do that if they wanted to. And yet, as far as I'm concerned...
Are you telling me that you're going to require me to pay federal income tax, but you're not going to let me come on federal property to do business that I have to do with the federal government?
Yeah, that's sort of the way it
sounds. I don't think so, because I think I'll just stop paying your income tax then.
I think that's what should happen. I think that if they actually do follow through with their threats, and I don't expect that they would, but if they do follow through with it, that would be a wonderful day for freedom in America. Because the states that had the courage to just say no to the federal government... would then, then all the federal offices, no one would be able to go in there. I guess that would include all of the federal employees who are residents of the state, right?
I guess.
So if you're essentially, it's like almost like a little bit of a mini secession in a way.
It's strange.
Yeah. Well, that's just one more point of evidence to say that it's absurd to believe that they're going to restrict the citizens of that state from going into federal offices, because then they'd have to restrict their own employees.
I think they probably would exempt their employees. They figure out a way to exempt their employees, but still.
But then
how
do you go and ask questions from the IRS? How do you go and get forms from the IRS? How do you go and get, go to the Social Security office to file whatever paperwork you need to file? How do you do all that stuff? You can't do it anymore.
I don't know.
So essentially, you are out of the system at that point. Which is why, again, they won't actually follow through with their threats.
No.
And so that way, and that's all the more reason that people that are involved in state governments need to reject this. Because we don't need a national ID card. We already have identification. It's been working fine for decades. We don't really need to change that. We don't need to centralize things. We don't need to put the feds in charge of what's on your state ID.
The thing about protecting us from terrorists, these amorphous, black-hearted terrorists that are out there scheming and wishing to have our souls is, all the guys from 9/11 had all their paperwork. They were completely legal. This isn't going to stop anything.
No, and it's typical with the federal government. It doesn't actually stop anything, but what it does do is inconvenience us and increase the size and the power and the control of the federal government. Do you want that? 800-259-9231. Are you for national ID? This is your show. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you like to build things? Have you ever cut wood with a tool? Are you tired of poor quality goods found in the Megalomart? If you answered yes to any of these questions, WoodCraftPlans.com has a fun project for you to make. We have hundreds of blueprints and patterns which can help all skill levels of craftspeople make wooden lawn furniture, bedroom furniture, yard decor like wishing wells and shadow figures, rocking horses, and a lot more. Visit WoodCraftPlans.com today. Get a plan and start building. That's WoodCraftPlans.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-557-1363. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-557-1363. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now, 1-800-557-1363. 1-800-557-1363.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. It is a live Saturday edition, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com, the place to go. We do ask that you voluntarily support the show. Again, all the website features are totally free, so above and beyond all that, we'd ask that you go and shop with us at store.freetalklive.com. As you know, last week we launched some brand new items at our store, including the very hot Free Talk Live multi-gadget, 2 GB flash drive, MP3 player, and FM tuner, and voice recorder, all in one. For less than $70.
That's a good deal.
I think it's actually less than $60, as a matter of fact. You can go there and pre-order that. The Free Marketeer T-shirt, the new Ladies Free Talk Live T-shirt. Also, the lighter bottle opener combo on a little lanyard thing, which is cool. I guess lanyard's not the right word, but retractable holder thing. Very, very cool stuff. All there at store.
Lanyard's the right word.
All at freetalklive.com. Store, in fact, freetalklive.com. All right, so let's go to the phones to the fun. It's Eric in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Eric.
Hey, guys. How's it going this evening?
Good. What's on your mind?
It seems like more and more we hear people like Al Gore and his ilk moaning about global warming.
Okay.
And it is middle of April, and I'm in central Texas, and it should be about 70 or 80 degrees. And I'm staring at a snowstorm that'll be hitting me in about 30 minutes.
Well, in defense of global warming apparently is misnamed, and they're trying to call it global climate change now. The idea of global warming is somehow it's going to be both colder and warmer. It's certainly no consensus among scientists, and what are we going to do about it? Even if it does happen,
Stop driving.
You know, it's not even the driving though. It's
breathing.
Methane is a far bigger.
Stop farting.
Right. Right. Stop doing all those things. I mean, really, what you have to do to make to handle global warming is to kill all the humans.
Yeah.
And if global warming is a problem, then it will kill all the humans. So why do we care?
Problem solved. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the thing that amazes me is every time something happens to disprove their theory, they just keep trying to spin it. They never want to face reality. I mean, there's been so many articles that I've seen recently of top scientists saying, what global warming? It's it might be warming, but it's certainly not man-made. There's a big ball of fire in the sky that's about 90% of the reason why the Earth is warming.
Yeah, I mean, the sun's a huge factor. There's also...
apparently Mars is getting a little warmer, too. Do you think we had anything to do with that?
I don't know, maybe all those secret missions we sent there in the 60s, I don't know.
Perhaps.
Yeah, I think it's, I've always sort of thought the idea was pretty absurd, and it seems to me like, I mean, man are the equivalent of ants as far as the Earth is concerned. I mean, we're very, very small, very insignificant.
It does seem like they try to place a much higher significance on the, impact of humans, just a higher significance of man in general. Like we're the end-all, be-all, and no, we're nothing.
You see, the reason that they do that is because that way they can control us by making us stop doing whatever it is that we're doing to cause global warming.
Well, just breathing.
It's just an idea of getting the UN in charge of things, as far as I can tell.
Yeah. Well,
and that's not going to help anybody.
Simple science means just breathing. I mean, you exhale, carbon dioxide?
Dioxide.
Yeah, and so just 6 billion people on the Earth breathing would go to promote global warming.
That doesn't make sense either, because there's plenty of plants around that are just going to suck up that carbon dioxide and turn it back into oxygen.
Right.
So, you know, there's this nice little ecosystem that we have here, and that's worked for billions and billions of years. The suggestion that now, all of a sudden, that within the last 100 years we've had cars and combustion engines and that sort of thing come about, and within that short of a time frame, the Earth has drastically changed as a result.
Mm-hmm.
It seems pretty absurd, especially when you look at the history of climate change on the Earth. The climate has changed. It's a fact.
Right.
The medieval warm period.
It was the ice age.
Yeah.
It was warmer during the ancient Greek times too than it is now.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So
it's ridiculous.
There's just evidence upon evidence to suggest that, hey, guess what? The Earth's climate changes, and so we, as the inhabitants of the Earth, just simply need to deal with that instead of trying to actually influence it by stopping our way of life, by halting the creation of wealth. Because essentially, that's one of the things that these environmentalists would like to see. They'd like to see people, you know, basically stop driving cars and start living in caves again. And, you know, that's not going to happen.
That's what the environmentalists want.
Yeah.
But they're using the UN to get it. And the UN doesn't really care whether we drive cars or anything like that. They just want to be the world government.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know about you, but I never voted for Kofi Annan or Boutros Ghali any of these guys from the UN.
Well,
and I don't think we need that form of government.
I saw a hilarious report this week. Now, I'm no fan of Bush, but they compared Al Gore's house to Bush's house, and Al Gore's house just wastes so much electricity and puts out so much more harmful emissions than Bush's house, not the White House, but his ranch in Crawford.
And I suppose that my understanding is that Al has purchased a bunch of trees to offset his house's extravagance.
The article didn't say, but it was
it's ridiculous.
It was something along the lines that his house uses 45 times the amount of energy, electricity, and natural gas that the normal average American household uses in a year.
Well, these are our leaders. They should have better things.
These aren't my leaders.
You know, just like in the Soviet Union, when the Politburo got to ride around in big limousines, but everybody else stood in bread lines. That's what they're looking for.
Yeah.
Eric, any other thoughts for us?
No, guys. Congratulations on the Real ID vote there, by the way.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You know, one of the things that, I mean, if it's really even true that all this behavior on the part of human beings is contributing to climate disruption, then one of the things that we've got going in our favor is economics. And that is that, for instance, I don't turn lights on all over my house because
it's going to cost me a lot of money.
Right. You don't have every light burning in your house at all the time.
Right. I don't run faucets 24 hours a day.
Even though it would be
right,
it would be more convenient to have lights on all the time around the house. That way, you don't have to actually flip on a switch when you walk into a room. The light's just there.
Mm.
And it would be convenient not to have to turn the knob on your faucet because the water was already flowing.
Right.
Wouldn't that be nice? You wouldn't have to worry about just water flowing all the time.
My pipes wouldn't burst or anything like that during the winter.
Right.
If I did that.
It's convenient.
But you know what? I'm willing to take the risk and not have that convenience because I'd rather not pay the price, as most Americans I don't think would. People like Al Gore and George Bush, on the other hand, they've got plenty of money. And so they just don't care about those sorts of things. But once again, I don't care if they want to run their faucets 24 hours a day or if they want to run the electricity bill sky high. That's their business. And I don't personally believe that it's having any effect on the Earth. And even if it is, what about it? You know, okay, so the Earth gets warmer. Okay, so what?
Well, but I think it's possible, but I think we've proven, or at least talked about, that the Earth gets warmer and colder on its own.
Right,
and there's not much we can do about it.
I mean, what can you do about it, besides going back to caves? And also, why care? If it's getting warmer, then that just means that more plants will grow in areas where they didn't grow before. If it gets colder, then you just have to bundle up a little bit more. Deal with it.
Yep.
Let's go to Bo in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Bo.
Hi. It's great to be here.
What's on your mind?
I just wanted to comment. I just saw Al Gore this Monday, actually.
How unfortunate.
I know. And it seems to me that he's just being, what's the word? Fear-mongering and causing people to get over emotional. And I only went to ask one question, and I just wanted to get his response on why he doesn't think it's from sun activity.
Did you get a chance to ask it?
Well, they have the system set up to where you have to write down the question so they can, look at them first. But no.
Interesting.
They didn't take my question.
I suspect they didn't.
Yeah, he got a few questions, ask kissers, telling him, what can we do to help you take over our country?
Right, that kind of thing. the people that are very concerned with the environmentalist sorts, they would love to see Al Gore in charge because then they know that the whole socialist agenda would be pushed forward, and that's what they're hoping for.
Yep, I think it's pretty presumptuous. And Bo, thanks for the call. I think it's pretty presumptuous on their part to suggest that if they were to just make a few changes here and there. Maybe a whole bunch of changes. If they were to be able to get all their changes implemented, then all of a sudden, Mother Earth will go back to the way it was and everything will be just wonderful again.
But the whole idea that the Earth is a static place, that everything's exactly the same, that nothing goes extinct...
That's absurd.
It is absurd. I mean, things were extinct long before humans came around.
Right.
And the Earth has fluctuated in its climatic changes all along.
An asteroid could come and hit us in a few weeks. You never know what's going to happen. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. Hour 2 is on the way. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, Amazon.freetalklive.com. That's Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.